waste your time. Just give him this here line. Goes a little like this. Excuse me.
Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Trump signed more executive orders Monday, including one directing the defense secretary to revise Pentagon policy on transgender troops, likely setting up a future ban. Meanwhile, there's also a sweeping White House freeze on all federal grant money. ABC's chief Washington correspondent Jonathan Carl says this directive leaves more questions than answers.
The only thing explicitly not included in this is Medicare and Social Security and anything directly given to individuals. Minority Leader Chuck Schumer responded saying, Congress approved these investments. They are not optional. They are the law.
There were nearly 1,200 arrests yesterday by immigration officers as stepped-up enforcement continues. Norfolk Southern's going to pay East Palestine, Ohio, $22 million in a settlement relating to the 2023 toxic train derailment. This is ABC News. More violence today in Congo. Demonstrators in the capital attacking the embassies of several countries, demanding they stand up against rebels backed by Rwanda. Police used tear gas on the demonstrators.
Rwandan-backed M23 rebels taking the city of Goma, the largest city in eastern Congo, but still facing some resistance from the army and pro-government militias. Congo's presidency saying troops from Rwanda are also in the region. Officials say hundreds of people have been injured by the violence and are urging people to shelter in place. Mineral-rich eastern Congo has been plagued by conflict for more than 30 years, since the 1994 Rwandan genocide. Inez de la Quatera, ABC News, at the Foreign Desk.
And the Louvre needs some love. French President Macron there today amid worries the most visited museum in the world needs repairs. Of particular concern, the pyramid that serves as the main entrance. Macron's expected to unveil new plans, but his government is facing a budget crunch. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's another Wisconsin needs to know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. The Park Theater in downtown Park Falls will be closed for an unknown amount of time. According to a Facebook post from the theater, at some point during the night, roughly Friday evening, a water pipe burst upstairs and flooded the entire theater. They still don't know the extent of the damage, unfortunately, but multiple local businesses have stepped in to assist, so hopes are high that they will be reopening as soon as possible. The month of January ends with Winter Salt Awareness Week. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot has more on how to reduce how much we use.
To reduce the use of salt at home, shovel and clear walkways and other areas before the snow turns to ice. The more snow removed manually, the less salt you'll need, and the more effective it'll be. And scatter when using salt. You want space between the grains. A 12-ounce coffee mug of salt is enough to treat an entire 20-foot driveway or 10 sidewalk squares. Salt is much less effective when pavement temperatures drop below 15 degrees. So when this happens, switch to sand for traction or a different ice melter that works at lower temperatures.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com or civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
Aloha, Manapa. Marthaler Chevrolet of Manapa is bringing the island vibes with their annual Hawaiian event. Enjoy everyday low prices like $49.95 for a full synthetic oil change. Exclusive savings on everything, including incredible deals on 2025 models and remaining 2024s. Stop before January 31st for your chance to win a 65-inch LED TV, 3,500 or 3,250 certificates to be used anywhere in the dealership. Customer honesty, service, and integrity, they're here for you. Visit Marthaler Chevrolet at Highway 51 South or at manapacars.com.
Badgers move up in the rankings. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball. The Wisconsin Badgers have moved up a few spots. Now the 17th ranked team in the nation. Head coach Greg Gard on where he hopes they can improve.
You know, trying to be, from an offensive standpoint, if we can be top 10 in the country, which we are now. Defensively, we felt we needed to climb to be top 25 in order to be really elite. Because if you look across the country of who's in that category, it's some pretty high-powered teams. So defensively, we needed it. We were hovering in the 50s. We need to continue to grow that.
The Badgers head to Maryland to take on the Terrapins tomorrow night. NBA, the Bucks with a 125-110 win over the Utah Jazz. Damian Lillard and Giannis Antetokounmpo both scoring 35 points. Andre Jackson ejected with a flagrant foul with less than a minute to play. Baseball, the Brewers adding closing pitcher John Axford to the team's Wall of Fame. Axford had 46 saves in 2011, a franchise single-season record. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm Rob Dreisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Fish. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is inviting Badger State residents to participate in the Wisconsin Conservation Congress resolution process. Those annual spring hearings will occur in April, but you can submit a topic now. I'll tell you how to do that when we return, but first...
Ice fishing is here, and it's time to hit the frozen water with the Onyx Fish app. Use the Fish app to find new places to fish and sort lakes by species, abundance, trophy, and keeper potentials. Onyx Fish also shows you hotspots, lake-by-lake regulations, and private and public land ownership information. For a limited time, download Onyx Fish for free in Minnesota and Wisconsin. Or head to onyxmaps.com/fish to get more information on the app that's changing the game on ice.
Welcome back. The Wisconsin Conservation Congress invites all state citizens to take part in its annual spring hearing process. The Congress is an independent organization of residents that advises the State Natural Resources Board and the Wisconsin DNR on how to responsibly manage natural resources in the state. Each year, residents have an opportunity to submit ideas as resolutions to the Congress. Citizens can submit resolutions online through February 24th. Resolutions must meet the following criteria. They must be of statewide impact, the concern must be practical, achievable, and reasonable, and the concern must be within the mission and vision of the Wisconsin Conservation Congress. Citizens must submit resolutions by February 24th, then a committee of WCC delegates will review them to see if they meet criteria for the spring hearing agenda. Those meetings kick off April 14th and close April 16th. For details on how to submit your resolution, go to dnr.wisconsin.gov and search Annual Spring Hearings. I'm Rob Dreisline, and this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Check out our website at outdoornews.com.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Northwoods weather.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A bit of light snow possible early. Otherwise, mostly cloudy and breezy, highs in the mid-30s, wind gusts up to 30 miles per hour. For tonight, a few flakes possible after midnight, otherwise mostly cloudy and breezy with a low near 17. Current temperature, 18 degrees.
98Q Country. Today, the 28th of January. Good morning, good morning. Greg Gunderson here in the 98Q Country Studios, covering for Joel. We had our work Christmas party down in Eau Claire with a lot of people in a bowling alley that was really full there in Eau Claire. Wagner's was a fantastic time, but Joel came back and mentioned yesterday, he said, does anybody else feel a little rough? And I thought, I knew it would be somebody. Boo, hiss, step away from me. Engage social distancing. Joel hanging out at home today, hopefully healing up, and hopefully we'll have him back soon. But I'm here to cover till 10 today, not until 8, otherwise why am I still here? But you get me. We're about to take a quick peek at this day in history, then a bunch of country music. Sounds like about 8:30 today we will talk to Coach Troy Sherwinski up there at the Butternut School District, athletic director there and girls basketball coach, about the hard-fought battle between Butternut and Mellon last night. And then later in the 8 o'clock hour, we'll talk to Matt Krieger with Pioneer Financial Consultants about, well, I don't know yet, but I'm excited to find out. It's always another topic with Mr. Krieger. Right now, though, a look at this day in history. 1915, of course, the 28th of January that year, an act of Congress created is kind of the right word, the United States Coast Guard as a branch of the United States Armed Forces. Now, this is not the Coast Guard founding date or birthday. That's way back in 1790, and that happened on August the 4th. But it existed in a couple forms from 1790 up until the early 1900s. Those various forms were consolidated on today's date, and it's been in that form since then, since 1915. 110 years for the current form, but it's been an organization for coming up on 240 some years, or coming up on 240 years. Elvis Presley, back in 1956, made his first national TV appearance on today's date, of course. That was on Stage Show. He wouldn't be on Ed Sullivan until September of that year, but the Dorsey brothers hosted Stage Show, and Elvis was on it in January of 56. And finally, today's date in 1960, the NFL announced expansion teams. In 1960, there'd be a team in Dallas, and in 1961, there'd be a team in Minneapolis and St. Paul. So not necessarily the first day that the Cowboys or Vikings existed, but the first day that the world knew that they would. Kind of neat. Quick little peek back at this day in history. We'll take another look at these things, probably a deeper look at them during my afternoon show. During the 3 o'clock hour is when we normally do that. But we've got a lot to cover today and a lot of country music to play for you. I've got an auction for you to listen about. In matter of fact, it's the Grundy County Auction. It's John Michael Montgomery on 98Q Country. It's sold.
Well, I went down to the Grundy County Auction, where I saw something I just had to have. My mind told me I should proceed with caution, but my heart said go ahead and make a bid on that. And I said, hey, pretty lady, won't you give me a sign? I'd give anything to make your mind all mine. I'll be your bidding and be at your beck and call. Yeah, I've never seen anyone looking so fine. Man, I gotta have her, she's a one of a kind. I'm going once, going twice, I'm sold on the lady in the second row. She's an 8, she's a 9, she's a 10, I know. She's got ruby red lips, blonde hair, blue eyes, and I'm about to bid my heart goodbye. Well, the auctioneer was going about a mile a minute. He was taking bids and calling them out loud. And I guess I was really getting in it, 'cause I just shouted out above the crowd. And I said, hey, pretty lady, won't you give me a sign? I'd give anything to make your mind all mine. I'll do your bidding and be at your beck and call. Yeah, I've never seen anyone looking so fine. Man, I gotta have her, she's a one of a kind. I'm sold on the lady in a long black dress. Well, she won my heart, it was no contest. With a ruby red lips, blonde hair, blue eyes. Well, I'm about to bid my heart goodbye. Yeah, we found love on the auction block, and I hauled her heart away. Now we still love to laugh about the way we met that day. When I said, hey, pretty lady, won't you give me a sign? I'd give anything to make your mind all mine. I'll do your bidding and be at your beck and call. Second row, she's an 8, she's a 9, she's a 10, I know. She's got ruby red lips, blonde hair, blue eyes, and I'm about to bid my heart goodbye.
By the smell of that perfume, it's like $40 too cheap. And there's a little wine stain on the pocket of your white cotton thread. Well, you drink beer and whiskey, boy, and you know I don't drink red. Found it over in the corner, wadded up on the bedroom floor. You should have hid it in the closet, you should have burned it, you should have lost it. And now I'm gonna have to hang you out to try, try, try. Sorry, all the Ajax every little detail, how you drug me through the mud. I'm gonna string up your button down and slide it on the porch, just in case you get the nerve to come knocking on my door. You should have burned it, you should have lost it.
More music.
It's your boy Jelly Roll.
Hey y'all, it's Lainey Wilson.
In a 4x4 bayou from the bayou to Kentucky.
I love it.
98 Q Country.
You boys ever met a real country girl? Talking true blue, out in the woods, down home, country.
She's a hot little number in her pickup truck. Daddy, sweet money done jacked it up. She's a party all nighter from South Carolina. A bad mama jammer from down in Alabama. She's a raging Cajun lunatic from Brunswick. Juicy Georgia peach with a thick southern drawl. Sexy swinging wall. Brother, she's all country. From her cowboy boots to her down home roots. She's country. From a song she plays to the prayer she prays. That's the way she was born and raised. She ain't afraid to stay country. Brother, she's country.
Hell-raising sugar when the sun goes down. Mama taught her how to rip up the town. Honey dripping honey from the holler in Kentucky. Get you flipping kind of trippy like a Mississippi hippie. She's a Kansas princess. Crazy mother trucker, undercover lover. Thick southern drawl, sexy swinging wall. Brother, she's all country. From her cowboy boots to her down home room. She's country. From a song she plays to the prayer she prays. That's the way she was born and raised. She ain't afraid to stay country. Nothing but country.
Oh, show them how a country girl does it one time now.
We'll be right back.
country. Yeah, 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 she's country. Shoot. From her cowboy boots to her down home roots, she's country. From the song she plays to the prayer she prays, that's the way she was born and raised. She ain't afraid to stay. She's all about the country. From the backwoods, she's a homegrown, down to the bone, she's country.
These days, yeah, they say I live too fast to settle down. Truth is, I just ain't about these games they all play. Wanna find something stronger than the whiskey. And oh, I've tried, but every time I feel a kiss me, I keep coming up empty.
Here on 98Q Country, Love Somebody. Jason Aldean before that with She's Country. Just looking out for some sports news today, and it looks like Aaron Rodgers is always in the headlines, but non-committal, no firm word on what might happen to him. That said, Coach Aaron Glenn, newly hired as head coach of the New York Jets, has made it clear that Rodgers will be evaluated just like any other position on the roster. At the end of the day, of course, he's a future Hall of Famer. He still has at least a little bit of it, but he's clearly lost a step. That said, anytime anybody's ever said he lost a step, he tends to do incredible things. So we'll see. We'll see if he plays next year in the first place and whether that's with the Jets. I'm wondering what the betting line is. I'm guessing pretty significant odds that he retires as far as Vegas is concerned, but I'd have to take a look there. Not a betting man myself. But that said, I'm just super curious how Aaron Glenn and Aaron Rodgers will get along. The two Aarons, if that will last, and if it matters. I think, obviously, Aaron Rodgers is not the future of any team. His future is short in the NFL. That's just how it works. You can't keep playing at that high level for long. Even Brady had to quit. So we'll see how much Rodgers we get. And I'm curious. I'd honestly go send him over to the Raiders. Don't let him become a Viking. Don't let the Favre path become a thing. The Cousins curse is being tested this postseason. There's a Cousins curse, which is that no team that has ever lost to Kirk Cousins during the regular season or the postseason, or obviously the postseason, has ever won the Super Bowl. So the Eagles lost to Kirk Cousins in week two. If the Chiefs three-peat, the Kirk Cousins curse continues. We'll have to see. We'll have to see. A user online points out that Saquon Barkley on the cusp of having what could be called the single greatest running back season of all time. All of these stats, keep in mind, are total season, including playoffs, unless otherwise noticed. He's just 3 yards away from having the most scrimmage yards in a single season in NFL history, which Toby the Station Dog finds incredibly impressive. He's also 30 yards away from having the most rush yards in a single season, including postseason. He has the most 60-plus yard touchdowns of any kind from any player in a season, the most 60-plus yard touchdown runs of any player in a single season, and almost double the previous record. He had 7, while the previous record was just 4. Most 60-plus yard touchdown runs in a single postseason game, which I'm thinking that's one of those records. You get 2 of them, and you probably are pretty close to the top of the list. But I think did he have 3 in a single game? I don't know. With 100 yards in the Super Bowl, would have the most 100-plus yard rushing games in a season, currently second in odds to win the Super Bowl MVP. And this user, Safari Surfer 54, concludes that if he wins the Super Bowl and the Super Bowl MVP, he will have had the greatest single season in running back history and cement himself as a top 5 free agent signing of all time. That last one, I think maybe just a baby stretch, simply because this has just been his first season. So to expect this level of success for him in the future, we've got to see more from that. But I would agree, one of the best running back seasons of all time. A couple of these records, of course, affected by the fact that there are now more games in a season this season and last season than there have ever been before. So that one extra game helps a lot. But I mean, like, 7 touchdown runs of 60 plus yards and the old record was 4. That's not a one game difference. So very clearly Saquon Barkley on a different level. I don't feel as bad about the Packers losing to the Eagles as I did, especially with how close that final score actually ended up being. And yes, this is the sound of coping. Coming up here soon, I expect we'll be hearing from Coach Troy Sherwinski, athletic director up at Butternut School District, some level of recounting of the pitched battle between Butternut and Mellon girls basketball teams last night. If you'd like to relive the whole call, we have that on 98qcountry.com, just like we do every time we've got local sports. Oh, hey, and look at that. My phone button is lighting up. Let's see. Hello, good morning.
Morning, this is Troy from Butternut.
Good morning, Coach Sherwinski. How's it going today?
Not too bad.
Coasting off of one heck of a victory, I'm told, last night.
That was exciting. We've had a couple in a row now.
Would you mind giving us your own little mini retelling? I gave my attempt at a retelling based on your email from last night, and thank you for that, by the way. I appreciate that. But I think we need to hear it from you. I'm hearing that it was a fun one.
It was. Back and forth game. Mellon, very solid squad, very good point guard in Ellie Peters, and then a post that's hard to defend in Nylea Wiley. We game planned against them. We did a lot of good things, but they're still good players, and we couldn't shut them right down, so we had to outscore them last night.
It wasn't a foregone conclusion by any means.
Yeah, it was a good battle. Both teams played well. Both teams played their hearts out, just like we had with Hurley on Friday night, and we're finding ways to win these games now. So that's a little bit of a swing in our season. Young team, we're figuring things out.
That was one of the main themes I saw from your the email that you sent last night was improving during the game, like having a rough time early from the line, but locking that down later in the game down the stretch to cement the victory.
We're getting to the point now where we can identify things during the game and understand what we're trying to talk to in timeouts and make adjustments on the fly. And even as young as we are, we're getting very good at doing that. So we're falling down early, but we're coming right back and we're getting back in games. And now we're trying to figure out how to pull them all down the stretch. In these last two, we've done that.
Watching a team grow like that, even just as the game goes on, that has to be so cool for a coach, isn't it?
It is. It's exciting to watch, and you can just see it in their eyes. Now they want more. They want more, and what are we doing next at practice? And that makes your season exciting.
Now you just got to be careful because they're going to be so wild in practice because they remember what winning feels like, how fun it is. You're going to have to tap the brakes without killing the fire, right?
Yeah. We got to keep the intensity, keep learning. There's still things we got to improve on, but we're getting enough done each night now that we're in every ball game. So. And a lot of that's coming from our senior leadership. And when I see seniors, I'm talking about three of them. There's two actual seniors in Kendra Pritzel and Isabel Frizabilski, and then our one junior, Caitlin Bebo. I consider them all playing as senior leaders. And right now, they're starting to come through and put a confidence in this team.
That's awesome. That's absolutely awesome. So Butternut girls basketball at a really good point in the season, at least right now, this moment is a lot being built upon a lot of good things. Sounds like a great time to be on that squad.
It is, yep.
Well, thank you so
well.
Much for that.
They're playing with energy. They're playing together. It's a lot of fun.
Oh, man. I wish I had the time to have been there personally myself. We had the call here on 98Q, and I heard just a clip of it, and even just a little bit I heard, I thought, oh, boy, we're going to have – that was Mrs. Pollitt mentioned barn burner. That was the right word, I do believe.
Yes, yep.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much for that update. You've got anything else for us with the athletic department up at the Butternut School District?
Athletic department, things are getting busy now. We got middle school volleyball is kicking off, so they're going to Washburn tonight. The boys are continue the battle. They're getting a little better each night, and they're going over to LCO tonight. We are hosting a 10-team middle school volleyball tournament on the 8th, so we're pretty excited about that. So we're busy, and then while you're doing that and trying to coach, we're prepping for the spring sports seasons that aren't that far away from their first practices.
No, it was we had a company-wide meeting the other day, and I know you guys aren't in the MLB, but it was mentioned that Brewers baseball is like 2 weeks and change away, and I thought, oh my gosh, how is it already? We're talking spring things already.
Yes.
And that affects us locally, too.
Yeah. And with that said, we are looking for anybody that's interested. We're looking for a couple of assistant coaches yet for our spring sports, baseball, softball, track. So we're still keeping our eyes open and looking for opportunities there to add to those programs.
Okay, and anybody who's interested, where should they direct their attention, online or maybe a phone number?
They can. There would be an application online on a school's website. They can call into the school and ask questions about it.
Okay, so interested parties can Google about it, and anywhere they find will be a good start. Basically, if you're on the school's website or if you find the school's phone number online, that's a good one to call to get initiated, get involved, and build the next generation of student-athletes.
Correct.
Awesome. Good opportunity for interested parties in the area if you want to get involved, which that's the thing around here. We were talking with Carolyn Pollitt, just local involvement. She was talking about referendum voting, but it's the same thing with the sports team. Community involvement is the whole system. It's the engine. It's the fuel. It's the oil. It makes the whole thing run.
Yep.
Well, thank you so much, Coach Sherwinski. You got anything else for us today?
No, I think we're good for the day. Thanks for your time.
Oh, thank you. And I got you on your first call, right? You didn't have to call a second time?
I'll say okay, sure.
Oh, no. Did I miss a call from you, too?
Yeah.
Oh, dang right. It. Hey, at least I'm consistent, if nothing else. Well, thank you so much, Coach Sherwinski. We'll catch another update from you next week, right?
Okay.
Excellent. Thank you, sir. Oh, goodness gracious. Yeah, consistent. That's the best thing we can say about me today. I'm consistently dropping the ball here on 98Q Country. If you missed it, I started about half an hour late today because I remember the keys for my car, but not for the station. And I don't necessarily live close. It's been that kind of day. Luckily, we've got people more composed than myself, like Carolyn Pollitt, like Coach Sherwinski, good folks up there in Butternut. Thank you guys, both of you, giving us some updates. Coming up soon, we'll hear from Pioneer Financial Services, an update on finances. I've got an update for bottom of the hour news and sports. Until then, you're listening to 98Q Country, WCQM on this Tuesday, the 28th of January.
98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Trump signed more executive orders Monday, including one directing the defense secretary to revise Pentagon policy on transgender troops, likely setting up a future ban. Meanwhile, there's also a sweeping White House freeze on all federal grant money. ABC's chief Washington correspondent Jonathan Carl says this directive leaves more questions than answers.
The only thing explicitly not included in this is Medicare and Social Security and anything directly given to individuals. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer responded saying, Congress approved these investments. They are not optional. They are the law.
There were nearly 1,200 arrests yesterday by immigration officers as stepped-up enforcement continues. Norfolk Southern's going to pay East Palestine, Ohio, $22 million in a settlement relating to the 2023 toxic train derailment. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Saturday, February 1st at 8 a.m., it's the third annual Price Ice Might Jamboree. This will be taking place at the Park Falls Recreation Arena and will feature Might 1 4v4 with no suited goalies, Might 2 4v4 and a suited goalie, and the cost is $5 per skater, raffles, there's going to be a soccer pull, chuck a puck, and of course, a full day of hockey. Once again, this is happening Saturday, February 1st, at 8 a.m. over at the Park Falls Recreation Arena on 301 North 3rd Avenue in Park Falls. After over a century, Master Lock's run in Milwaukee is coming to an end. Stuart J. Waddles has more.
A parent company, Fortune Brands Innovation, plans to close the Oak Creek office. They'll consolidate operations at a new headquarters in Deerfield, Illinois. 120 employees will be impacted by the move. The consolidation is scheduled to take place between July and September. It comes less than a year after the closure of Master Lock's Milwaukee plant.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com or civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
The Badgers move up in the rankings. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball. The Wisconsin Badgers have moved up a few spots. Now the 17th ranked team in the nation. Head coach Greg Gard on where he hopes they can improve.
You know, trying to be, from an offensive standpoint, if we can be top 10 in the country, which we are now. Defensively, we felt we needed to climb to be top 25 in order to be really elite. Because if you look across the country of who's in that category, it's some pretty high-powered teams. So defensively, we needed it. We were hovering in the 50s. We need to continue to grow that.
The Badgers head to Maryland to take on the Terrapins tomorrow night. NBA, the Bucks with a 125-110 win over the Utah Jazz. Damian Lillard and Giannis Antetokounmpo both scoring 35 points. Andre Jackson ejected with a flagrant foul with less than a minute to play. Baseball, the Brewers adding closing pitcher John Axford to the team's Wall of Fame. Axford had 46 saves in 2011, a franchise single season record. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Community events on 98Q Country are brought to you by Forward Bank. Looking for hunting land, cabin on the lake, maybe a large home for your growing family, or maybe you're planning to build your dream house? Forward Bank has been helping families and communities since 1919. The tradition of treating customers like family is supported by a broad line of construction, land, home equity, and mortgage loans. Come see the experts at Forward Bank for your financial needs. Get started today with the online mortgage application at forward.bank or call 762-2411 or 339-3223. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Shawamigan Home Furnishings has a full showroom with a wide variety of furniture ready to go out the door. Mattresses with two-sided options are available. Over 50 recliners to choose from. Futons, sectionals, sofas, love seats, Amish and up north style furniture, as well as full bedroom and dining sets. Everything is in stock and available without delay. Go to their website, ShawamiganHomeFurnishings.com. Check them out on Facebook, too, for more specials. Shawamigan Home Furnishings, downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Ashland, Wisconsin.
With frigid temperatures, snow, and ice-covered roadways, it's time to take your vehicle to Jay's Automotive in Park Falls. From tires to tune-ups, batteries to starters, wheel alignments to brakes, engines to transmissions, and more, Jake and his crew of ASE Master Certified Technicians provide quality service at affordable prices. Open 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday with towing available. Winter is here. Call 715-762-2044 today for an appointment at Jay's Automotive on Highway 13 in Park Falls.
Save big money on your kitchen project at Menards. We carry everything you need to turn your kitchen dreams into reality. Renovate your space with new cabinets from Cardell. They're ready to install and come in a variety of styles. Visit our kitchen showrooms in-store or go to Menards.com for free estimates today. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer for all of our hot deals going on now.
Save big money at Menards.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A bit of light snow possible early, otherwise mostly cloudy and breezy, highs in the mid-30s, wind gusts up to 30 miles per hour. For tonight, a few flakes possible after midnight, otherwise mostly cloudy and breezy with a low near 17. Right now, it's 19 degrees.
98Q Country.
Coming up in just a minute on 98Q Country, we'll be talking to Matt Krieger with Pioneer Financial Services about your finances. Stay tuned for a new update from him. It's different every week. Curious what we'll hear. Right now, you'll hear some country music. Justin Moore, Till My Last Day, 98Q Country.
People say I'm just a rough boy. I ain't no good for you, girl. It's a dead-end street. Try to love me, yeah, I'll wreck your world. I can see why they're all talking, looking back at my past. I've got a bad name, but a man can change. I'm living proof of that. Till my last day, till my one to leave in a hurry to get to you. Somewhere deep inside your angel eyes, I found a place to rest. Don't ever doubt that I'll be around. And baby, don't you ever forget, till my last day, till my Under the cold, hard ground.
Country.
I can't love you more than my hometown.
Mamas, let your boys be country.
I'm born to love again. I'm a brand new man.
Always on at 98.3 FM and on the free Civic Media app.
Teller down at the bank, you're just another checking account. To the plumber that came today, you're just another house. At the airport ticket counter, you're just another fare. At the beauty shop at the mall, well, you're just another head of hair. Well, that's alright, that's okay. If you don't feel important, honey, says to the world, you may be just another girl, but to me, baby, you are the world. To the waiter at the restaurant, you're just another tip. To the guy at the ice cream, another dip. When you can't get reservations, 'cause you don't have a clout, or you didn't get an invitation, 'cause somebody left you out. That's alright, that's okay. When you don't feel important, honey, all I've got to say is to the world, you may be just another girl.
Country, that was The World. Here we are at about quarter to eight or so, a couple minutes after, and that's because of me. I've been Greg Gunderson here covering for Joel Karnick this morning. He's a bit under the weather, but trying to run things as normal, and I've only missed most of our guests' first phone calls, but I think I got this one on the first try. We are on the line here with Matt Krieger from Pioneer Financial Services. How's it going today, Matt?
Good. How are you doing, Greg?
Doing quite well, quite well. Improving is the word of the day, and much needed improvement.
Yeah. The warmer weather, so that's improvement. And like you said, we don't need to bundle up quite as much today as a week ago.
Yeah, and I mean, I wasn't happy a week ago, and I am happy in that way today, but at the same time, snow is what I want, so if cold is what's necessary, I would make the sacrifice. Apparently, my willingness is not enough to change the weather today. So,
absolutely.
You're here to tell us about something that folks might be seeing in the mail, depending on their financial circumstances, now that we're at this point in the year. You mentioned required minimum distributions, correct?
Yeah, that is correct. So, yeah, that's exactly what I wanted to talk about today, Gray, is, as you mentioned, folks that are required to take money out of their retirement accounts, those notices have probably come in the mail recently or will be coming because the calculation is based off of the December 31st balance of the previous year. So now a lot of companies are sending out those RMD notices so that you know the amount that the government requires you to take out of those accounts.
Okay, so people have definitely, there's been a lot of mail moving about exactly this thing, RMDs, required minimum distributions. It's ringing a bell with a lot of people, I'm guessing.
Yeah, absolutely. Between that and tax information right now, probably getting a lot of mail.
So that means you are a busy guy, but that's, yep, like we said, that's
absolutely
a good thing.
Yep, absolutely.
So what have you got for us about required minimum distributions today?
Yeah, so required minimum distributions, sometimes they're referred to as RMDs, are the amounts that you must withdraw each year from your traditional IRA, your employer-sponsored retirement plan, or a tax-sheltered annuity. Know that lifetime minimum distributions are not required from Roth IRAs, but your beneficiaries generally must take distributions following your passing. So that's just a big benefit. One of the big benefits of Roth IRAs is that you're not required to take money out like you are in traditional IRAs, employer-sponsored plans, and tax shelters and annuities.
Makes them a bit more flexible.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And know that you must begin to take annual distributions by April 1st of the year following the year in which you reach age 73. Know that the RMD age is actually going to be changing to 75 for those that reach age 73 after December 31st of 2032.
So for the next 7 years, you're going to have a lot of confusing phone calls.
No doubt. I'm keeping everything straight, yeah.
Those small changes that just have ripple effects. But, hey, that's one of the many things you're here for.
Right, absolutely. We figure all that out for you. But I know that if you work for your employer past your required beginning date and are still participating in the employer's retirement plan, you may postpone your first distribution from that plan until April 1st of the year following the year of your retirement. So know that if you're still working in RMD age, that you can postpone those RMDs from that employer-sponsored plan. Know that there's a caveat there as well, that you can do that as long as you are not more than a 5% owner of the employer. So if you're the owner, then RMDs still apply.
Gotcha.
And then regardless of your required beginning date, you must take subsequent distributions by December 31st of each calendar year. You'll continue to take annual distributions each year until your passing or until your account balance is reduced to zero. You can always withdraw more than the required minimum amount in any given year. However, if you withdraw less, here's where a penalty comes in. You will be subject to a 25% federal penalty on the difference between the amount you should have taken and what you actually took. Know that the penalty may be reduced to 10% if the RMD is corrected in a timely manner.
Gotcha. So it's a big hit. You want to be precise with these.
Yeah, absolutely. You want to make sure that you're taking those RMDs because, as I just mentioned, that the penalties can be pretty stiff, and don't want to pay more than we have to in taxes.
That said, it sounds like they'll reward a good faith effort to make up for the mistake. But still, 10%, that's not the kind of thing that you can just shrug off in a lot of cases.
Absolutely. Yeah. And the basic calculation for individual accounts provides that the required minimum distribution is determined by dividing the account balance. Again, that's the account balance on December 31st of the previous year by the distribution period. For lifetime required minimum distributions, there is a uniform distribution period for almost all individuals of the same age. The uniform lifetime distribution period table is based on the joint life and last survivor life expectancy of you and a hypothetical beneficiary that's 10 years younger. However, if your sole beneficiary is your spouse and he or she may be more than 10 years younger than you, a longer distribution period measured by the joint life and last survivor life expectancy of you and your spouse is permitted to be used. I know that's a big, long, confusing calculation. But that's what we're here for, and companies certainly help determine those amounts as well.
One of those many mysteries left to our own hands for some reason, but still very navigable if you know who to talk to.
Right, absolutely. And you know that the specific rules on RMD calculations are certainly complicated. Know that you can consult a tax professional, financial advisor, regarding your situation to ensure that you are meeting those requirements.
Well, I wonder what tax professional would you recommend, Mr. Matt Krieger? Pioneer Financial Services, perhaps. Marvelous.
Absolutely.
Marvelous. Do you have more for us on these RMDs? Are there more FAQs?
Nope, that's actually it for today.
Wow. Well, I mean, see, that's the thing is that, just like I mentioned, so many of these things, at least the way that the U.S. system works, is there's a lot left to our hands, which a lot of people like, but might not be the best way for a lot of people to tackle it head on, at least without a brief chat with somebody in the know. What's the best way to get a hold of you? I know it's the busy season, it's the tax season, but what's the most reliable way to get a hold of you today for somebody with those kind of questions?
Yeah, so our phone number is 715-748-3231. We also have our website, www.pioneer-financial.net, that you could certainly send us a message as well if you rather prefer email and messages that way. Certainly we have that option as well.
All right. Well, thank you so much for info on required minimum distributions. If you've got a letter and you're not necessarily sure what exactly to do with it, well, call Mr. Krieger here at Pioneer Financial Services. Thank you so much for your time today, Mr. Krieger.
Thanks, Greg. I appreciate it.
We'll chat with you again next week. We talk to Mr. Krieger every Tuesday morning around, well, a little earlier than now, but I'm not Joel, so things are a little bit different today, and that's okay. I've got a quick word from our local sponsors and a follow-up message for after Pioneer Financial Services, and I'll be back with you after top of the hour news, weather, and sports in the 9 o'clock hour. We'll do some late birthdays today, early in the 9 o'clock hour, late for the morning show, but hey, it's all gray all day, so roll with me. I appreciate your patience. We are WCQM.
Pioneer Financial Consultants is located at 882 East Perkins Street, Medford, Wisconsin, 54451, 625 Ellingson Avenue, Hawkins, Wisconsin, 54530, and 297 North Lake Ave, Phillips, Wisconsin, 54555. Phone number 715-748-3231. The views expressed are not necessarily the opinion of 98Q Country and should not be construed directly or indirectly as an offer to buy or sell any securities or services mentioned herein. Investing is subject to risks, including loss of principal invested. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. No strategy can assure a profit nor protect against loss. Please note that individual situations can vary. Therefore, the information should only be relied upon when coordinated with individual professional advice. Securities and investment advisory services offered through Osaic Wealth Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Osaic Wealth is separately owned, and other entities and or marketing names, products, or services referenced here are independent of Osaic Wealth.
98Q Country.
Hunting season is over, but the fishing season is in full swing. Bader Sports Center in Phillips has what you need for a fun, successful day on the ice, like Ion and StrikeMaster electric augers, beaver dam tip-ups, jigging rods, ice reels, jigs, and live bait and plastic lures. Plus, all the cold weather clothing to keep you warm from head to toe. Check it out online at BaderSportsCenter.com or find them on Facebook. Bader Sports Center, next to Pick and Save in Phillips.
Our featured restaurant today is Phillips Cafe and Catering. Don Miller and his family have been staples of the Northwoods for 44 years, and they'll cater your event. Chicken dinners, fish fries, Taco Tuesday, hearty breakfast, and a full menu of items. And as always, a great value. Open Sunday, Monday, and Thursday from 5 a.m. to 2 p.m. Open Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday, 5 a.m. to 7 p.m. Phillips Cafe. More food at a great value. Highway 13, downtown Phillips.
Leaning into local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Federal immigration agents say they arrested nearly 1,200 people in operations Monday. And ABC's Aaron Katursky in New York says the Homeland Security Secretary, Kristi Noem, was on hand for a New York City arrest.
Noem is expected to witness other immigration enforcement actions as agents detain undocumented migrants targeted for deportation. New York City is one of several so-called sanctuary cities where federal authorities are conducting operations meant to expedite the removal of millions of undocumented immigrants.
There are major questions about the future of federal aid and grants after the White House Budget Office ordered all payments paused to review if they're consistent with President Trump's policies. Social Security and Medicare are exempt. It's not clear if the president has the authority to stop these payments, which have already been approved by Congress. Norfolk Southern's going to pay $22 million to the village of East Palestine, Ohio, to settle claims from the 2023 train derailment. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's another Wisconsin needs to know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. The Park Theater in downtown Park Falls will be closed for an unknown amount of time. According to a Facebook post from the theater, at some point during the night, roughly Friday evening, a water pipe burst upstairs and flooded the entire theater. They still don't know the extent of the damage, unfortunately, but multiple local businesses